Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to share with you some verses from Psalm 119, notably verses 153 and 154. And we'll talk about this in terms of seeing affliction and revival. Look at these verses together with me. Psalm 119, beginning at verse 153. Consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Now, we don't know exactly who wrote Psalm 119, the longest chapter or the longest psalm in the Bible. Many people suppose that it was King David, that sweet psalmist of Israel, but the Bible itself doesn't tell us that. Perhaps we'll never know the author's name, but we do know that he lived a difficult life. The man who wrote, "Consider my affliction and deliver me," did not live in constant comfort and the peaceful environment of a library. He lived a real life. He interacted with people, some of which became enemies or opponents. He lived a life that experienced affliction. Yet, the psalmist knew what to do in those seasons of affliction. He knew to cry out to God. In this short passage, he did not even ask for deliverance, but simply asked for God's attention to this matter. If God considered his situation, God himself knew if it was best to deliver him in the situation or to deliver him out of the situation. In the midst of it all, he could say to God, "For I do not forget your law." In the lives of some people, affliction drives them away from God and his word. For the psalmist, such troubled times drove him closer to God and his word. Then he asked God, "Plead my cause and redeem me." The psalmist looked for help and salvation outside of himself. He knew that he needed God to plead his cause. He knew that he needed God to redeem him. That phrase, "plead my cause," uses language from the courtroom. The psalmist asked God to defend him, like an attorney might defend somebody. This brief section concludes with this plea: "Revive me according to your word." This thought is repeated a few previous times in Psalm 119. You'll find this same thought in verse 25 and in verse 107. But the psalmist wanted to be made alive and to have that life brought to him according to God's word. So think about that phrase and all that it means. Revive me according to your word. This tells us that the word of God is a source of revival. If we will read the Word of God and do what it tells us to do, in prayer, in repentance, in dedication, in pursuing God with the whole heart, it's a source of personal and corporate revival. But we also see that revival itself is according to God's Word. The concept of revival, both personal revival and revival among many people, is biblical. A genuine revival will honor and promote God's word. But it also shows us that there might be a false or pseudo-revival, which is not according to your word. It's fair to measure purported works of revival according to this measure. Is this according to God's word? It's a great prayer for every one of us to pray. Lord, revive me according to your word. And we can pray that prayer today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.